T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PVGA Radio News.
And yes, welcome to another edition of PDGA Radio. I'm Steve Kaczynski, and this is for the week of July 28th, 2008. And I'll get you results from the season's final national tour event. It's the Vibram Open at Maple Hill. We'll also get you up to date with some important information concerning the 2008 World Championships and a quick preview of the upcoming weekend's action throughout the disc golf world. All that and more on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you as always by Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, the PDGA Store, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Well, before we get into the results from this past weekend, I need to pass along this urgent reminder to any PDGA member who has still not voted for this year's PDGA elections. The voting period ends this Thursday, July 31st, the end of the month already here, so recheck your email, follow that link, research the candidates, and help choose who will be serving on the PDGA Board of Directors for the next 2 years. Three positions are being voted on, along with numerous state coordinator positions. And now the results from the 2008 season's final national tour event. We head to Leicester, Massachusetts for the Vibram Open at Maple Hill, where the event ended up being a family affair as Avery Jenkins celebrates his birthday by picking up his second career NT win, and his sister Valerie earns her sixth NT win of the season. The tournament began Friday with David Feldberg, the world's number one ranked player, shooting a course record 54 to lead the men's field by two. That course record wouldn't last long as Avery comes back Saturday shooting a 1085 rated round. That beats Feldberg's record by three throws and propels Avery into the lead by four. Then during Sunday's final round, Feldberg just fails to gain any momentum, settles for second place, and Mr. Avery Jenkins pulls away to a seventh throw victory and the $2,500 first place paycheck. Eric McCabe and Jeff Bennett then tie for third. On the women's side, Angela Chick-Fry went into the final round with a two-stroke lead over Des Redding and four strokes over Valerie Jenkins, but that lead doesn't last long. After just the first five holes, Des and Valerie had gained four strokes each on Angela. Then after the nine holes, Des leads Angela by one, Valerie by two, and then the back nine, Valerie plays flawless golf on the Maple Hill Blue course, goes on to beat Angela by three, and Des, Courtney Peavy, and Carrie Berligar by six. Davis Johnson edges out Jim O'Hara and Pat Brenner to win the Grandmasters title. Elsewhere around the disc golf world, Nate Sexton gets another win as he competed in Oregon. Corey Sharp and Mike Sayuta get wins in Michigan. George Smith won in Iowa. Chris Howard wins in South Carolina. Brian Schweberger shoots an unofficially rated 11.07 round. Yes, 11.07. That's en route to his win at the Raleigh Disc Golf Championships in North Carolina. Congratulations, Brian. Josh Childs also gets a win in Georgia. Josh Anthon wins the Frying Pan in Stockton, California. Joe Thacker wins in Alabama. Dave Ross wins the British Columbia Open in Vancouver. David Greenwell wins in Kentucky at the Lebanon Open. And finally, Jared Pennington beats out Coda Hatfield to win the Oklahoma State Flying Disc Championships.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
This week's 60-Second Clinic continues to get you prepared for the World Championships coming up in about 2 weeks. As we hear from the Assistant Tournament Director Kevin Dowd about when and how to practice the courses, how to become a volunteer or sponsor, and how to best be a spectator if you happen to be someone who's not playing.
All of the courses are open and playable. I'm going to get our course maps up on the internet probably by the end of the week. So if you are curious about the map, the layout, those will be all available online as well as in the player guide when you check in. If you come to Kalamazoo and Battle Creek early to get some practice rounds in, all the courses are basically in their world position. The only one that is going to be a little hard to find your way around would be Colebrook, because that's actually a 24-hole course, but we're playing an 18-hole layout. But there are maps available on the billboard there. We definitely need volunteers and sponsors. If you check out our website, 2008discgolfworld.com, there's a volunteer page that will get you in touch with Laura Ford, our volunteer coordinator. And then also there's a sponsors page where you can contact Sean McKenzie or Mark Stubbs. All of our holes have been sponsored, but we're still looking for contributing sponsors and whatever else anybody can do. There's no specific special arrangements for spectating besides, you know, be courteous. But one of the best courses to be at all week will probably be Oshtemo. We've got three pools going through there each day. The pros hit it a couple of times. One of the best spectating courses is probably going to be Timber Ridge. Just watching people bomb long drives down the hill. And they also have, you know, the beautiful patio with bells on tap and a huge lawn area. Colebrook will be fun to watch people at. Most of the AMs are playing Three Rivers two times. There's two courses down there, so you can check out two different courses and two different styles of holes on those two courses down there.
That's Kevin Dowd, Assistant Tournament Director for the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships, coming up with events running August 9th through the 16th in the Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan area. We'll hear more from Kevin with a more in-depth preview right after this.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
PDGA Radio being joined again by Kevin Dowd, the Assistant Tournament Director for the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships, which, believe it or not, are about 2 weeks away, and registration is coming to a very important deadline this Friday, August 1st. But first off, thanks for joining us, Kevin, and how are things going?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back. We're moving right along, getting down to the two-week deadline, crunch time, and everything seems to be coming together great. Just had a bunch of boxes dropped off today and heard from our other drop places that their warehouses are filling up with the swag for the tournament. So we're excited.
Right on. Can you give any sneak peek at what's going to be in the players' pack?
The AM players packs are looking pretty fat. We've got a bunch of cool swag that we're going to have in there. You know, bottle cozies, pint glasses, discs from many manufacturers. I heard Innova's going to throw in the Ripped game and their new pig. The pro player pack is looking all right, too. You know, the pros don't really expect too much in a player's pack, but we're going to try and hook them up. One of the sweetest items for the AM player pack is probably going to be a nice golf umbrella. Hopefully nobody will need to use it while they're here, but that's probably going to be one of the coolest items that we have this year in the player's pack.
Right on. Sounds like fun, and you'll have to show up and see what's all in there, but as always, I'm sure the sponsors are hooking you up good for those. An important deadline, like I mentioned, registration, it's going to end this Friday. So what happens then?
Friday, August 1st, 8 p.m. is the cutoff. If you're on the wait list and people drop out after that, then there's a chance to get in. But other than that, if you're not signed up by August 1st at 8 p.m., then you're going to have to play next year.
So, and you do that through pdgasignup.com. It's all there from the PDGA site or your website. And the address to the official site again?
Our address is 2008discgolfworlds.com.
All right. And that cutoff, does that apply to everything, even like the side events, the putting contest and all that?
The side events, I think we're going to let people slide a little bit on that and let them sign up at registration, except for the putting contest, because the putting contest is going to be run in a single elimination chain style. So other than that, the side games you can sign up for at registration, but if you want to get into the putting contest, you need to do that before the first.
All right, and again, registration must be done by this Friday, August 1st at 8 p.m., or else you're out of luck. And the advanced division, it's already full. You're onto the waiting list. Any other divisions close to filling up or full?
Our advanced grandmasters division, last update, had 4 spots left. So if you're planning on playing in that division, I'd sign up right away. Other than that, the other divisions still have plenty of room in them. We have just over one full pool in open. We're looking for more open players, so if you can't get into the advanced division, you'll get to play a bunch of awesome courses in the pro division if you want to take that leap. And then we have only 18 pro women signed up so far. We're looking for our Michigan pros to sign up and want to get a bunch more women into the tournament.
So what are you projecting for the total player count?
Right now, I think with the last reg update, we were at about 850. I think we'll probably get slightly over 9.
All right, and they're from all over the world, so this is a true world championships, right?
Yeah, they're from all over. We've got 8 different countries currently represented. We've got 36 states represented, the other 14 states. Send somebody. You guys are slacking off, but it looks like we have a great showing from all over. We've got people coming in from New Zealand, Russia, Germany, France, Sweden, Netherlands. Of course, we have Canada, our big brother up north.
And how are the courses coming along here? It's the summer in the Midwest, so are the fairways and the grass doing all right?
Yeah, everything's doing good. We had the Parks Department participate excellently with mowing, and they know that we have a huge event coming. And they've been taking care of the courses. We've been out there doing trimming. We just were pouring some new tees out at Robert Morris, and unfortunately we lost the hole one basket because there was a mishap with the cement truck. I heard it was pretty comical, but that'll be replaced by the time everybody gets to town. So everything's coming together very nicely.
Speaking of getting to town, the official tournament kicks off Monday morning and then runs through Saturday with semifinals and finals. But players and spectators are encouraged to get into town early. You can sign up as soon as Friday night, right?
Yes, Friday night, reg will be open. We're excited to have everybody. We have mixed doubles on Saturday. And then Sunday we have all the side games out at Timber Ridge. So Monday is the start of play, but there's plenty going on the couple days before that.
And as far as lodging goes, is there still room at all at the host hotels?
The host hotel in Kalamazoo is currently full at last check. I believe they have a couple of days open here and there, but as far as a week block, I believe that is full.
All right. And again, you got a lot of merchandise going on for the 2008 World Championships, and that's through a big sponsor of yours, Gotta Go, Gotta Throw. Tell us about some of the stuff they got going for you.
Gotta Go, Gotta Throw is awesome. They're going to come in bring about $75,000 worth of merchandise for the payout. They've been huge online. They have probably at least 20 discs with the world stamp on them. They've stepped up huge. We're really happy to work with Charlie and his folks out there.
All right, and again, that's Gotta Go, Gotta Throw. They're available online, or there'll be a big presence there at the tournament itself. And also, I think I talked to him through an email, and he said they're going to be able to do a thing where if you want to collect your payout through their online site and just get out of town early, that's an option too, so that's pretty cool of them.
Yeah, we were excited to have Charlie sign on with us on that. Basically, everybody's going to get their little gift certificate payout that they can either redeem that Saturday, or they'll be able to go back and redeem them online through GottaGoGottaThrow.com.
All right, and before we leave you for this week, give a shout-out to your sponsors.
Yeah, our sponsors are awesome this year. We really are happy that everybody stepped up as much as they did. We definitely want to thank our title sponsor, Bell's Brewing. They've done an awesome job. We've got a charity that we're supporting this year, Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation. They're great. Gotta Go, Gotta Throw has stepped up huge. We've got our platinum sponsors, Discraft, the DGA, Innova, Huck Lab, Whammo. We've got our gold sponsor, a local sporting goods store here in town, Lee's. We've got a soft beverage sponsor, 7-Up. The Kalamazoo County Visitor and Convention Bureau has stepped up huge. We've got Millennium, Gateway, Julie Jet Graphics, the Kalamazoo Kings were awesome. The list kind of goes on, and it's really, really awesome. There's going to be plenty of coupons from a bunch of local restaurants in the Player's Guide, and the Player's Guide will have all of the sponsors in it.
All right. Well, Kevin Dowd, thanks for joining us again this week for a little preview on this year's World Championships, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everybody in 2 weeks.
You're listening to PBGARadio.com.
Looking for official PBGA merchandise? Look no further than PBGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PBGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PBGA membership. Go online to PBGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
This upcoming weekend brings the disc golf universe into the month of August, with more than 20 events being held, including an A/B tier in Vermont with the Green Mountain Open, where many players from the Vibram Open at Maple Hill are going to be sticking around the Northeast to compete in. Also, the always popular Mad City Open, now in its 16th year, is in Madison, Wisconsin. The Farm Classic takes place in Shelby, Michigan. The Franklin Open is in Kentucky. The International Disc Golf Center's August Monthly is this Saturday. Twisted Flyer Challenge is in Oklahoma City. The Mile High Classic is in Aurora, Colorado. Also, the Terrace Creek Open is in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. And there's events in Sweden and Finland for the international crowd. The full schedule of PDGA events can be found online from the PDGA Tour link on PDGA.com. Until next week, where I'll have results from those tournaments along with your disc golf news, I'm Steve Kaczynski, and this has been PDGA Radio.
The PDGA PBGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.